We are back. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-host, Dylan Shiverer.
What's up, Billy?
And the pathetic Dan Register. At Grand X Accurate. Media Headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and the best websites for good old-fashioned BBW.
That's my favorite.
Now, that's big-bodied women, correct?
No, that is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to let you Google it and figure it out, though.
Okay.
I think the
it goes both ways. It's big-bodied women or... But big really, black. It's big black women.
Big black women.
I don't think that's right at all.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I think you're both in the wrong.
I think I know more about this than you do, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, sit back and stop talking.
Before we get into week five, a word from our sponsor. Tailgating is important. Looking good is also important. Looking good while tailgating is the most important, so check out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com for all your clothing needs, from great-looking game day apparel to Yeti gear, Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, and Costa. Manoutfitters.com has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, as in college football. Capital C, capital F, capital B. That code expires on October 31st. So get in there and upgrade your shit-ass wardrobe, you adult baby. Dylan, did you write that?
No, but I wish I did. That's pretty solid.
Did you guys get into my oxycoding?
You got oxycoding?
I do, yeah.
Oh, because you had surgery.
I did. That's why I sound a little loopy today. It's understandable. Yeah, more so than usual.
Because you're not making literally any sense. So
it's like synthetic heroin.
Maybe we should just turn his mic off.
No, we're gonna let it ride.
All right. Dan's on drugs. Guess we'll just throw that out there. Make sure you follow at TFM Tailgate on Instagram, where every week we have a photo and video tailgate contest. DM us your photos and email us videos from your tailgate to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. If it's good, it'll get featured on the Instagram account, where every week we're giving away a different prize to whoever gets the most likes. Last week's winner got a $50 gift card to rowdygentleman.com and my old putter. I hope that person is right-handed, but I honestly don't know. I didn't ask. We just shipped it.
We gave away your old putter?
Yeah, I had one in my home office. I just put it in a box, and now this kid's going to get it in the mail.
That's interesting.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Okay.
Listener. Winner will get shouts on Monday's episode, whoever wins this week's photo/video contest.
Shouts to that guy.
Shouts to him in the future.
You can't get future shouts, man.
You're right.
It's against the shouts rules.
And, or a girl. Could be a girl.
Well, it could be a girl. Yeah. We're not sexist.
Hmm.
The photo or video with the most likes for the whole season is going to win a big-time prize, which is yet to be determined. Apparently, it could be a 93 Camaro or a pet hamster named Steve. I don't know.
I hope it's neither of those things.
I kind of hope we get to ship a pet hamster in the mail. Dan?
Yeah?
It's your time to shine.
All right, let's get into it. I thought this was kind of funny. Maybe it's the drugs. I don't know. But I saw that Christian McCaffrey today, I think it was a tweet by Rovell. He said, Christian McCaffrey hates being called deceptively fast. And just any white, like, term for white.
It's because that's racist.
It's not racist. It's a stereotype.
He's only deceptively fast because he's a white guy.
He's a hard worker.
You expect a fast guy to be black-skinned.
It's the same thing that they say about Welker and Gritty. Amendola.
Lunch pail.
And every white safety or linebacker is like a quarterback on the field and is a heady player and rangy. They're never just like a freak athlete, even though they probably are, but you can't just give them
we
that.
We can't just say that about McCaffrey. Like, he has to be deceptively fast.
Like Eric Weddle for the Chargers. White safety, really, really good. Great athlete.
Is he still in the Chargers?
A quarterback on the... I think so.
I think he's on the Ravens, right?
Yeah, who cares?
It's like saying...
Anyway.
You know, this Christian McCaffrey guy, you wouldn't think he's fast because he's white, but he is fast. That's what you're saying when you say he's deceptively fast.
Well, I was actually watching a game the other day. There was a white receiver that was tearing it up, and someone said, this is like a New England receiver.
The kid from Cal.
For who?
The kid from Cal.
I don't remember.
That shit has gotten so out of control.
Like, he's like a Welker, Amendola, Edelman type.
Edelman,
like,
yeah. So
he's white. Just say he's white.
He's white.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
He's not as tall as some of the black guys who are taller.
Can't really jump.
Like, he's quick. He's
but he
not
works
fast.
Hard.
Like, okay.
Just say he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
Runs really good routes.
Got great hands.
When is that going to die, I wonder?
Never. That will never die. It's now it's like almost a joke.
So is McCaffrey, though, when he gets to the NFL, is he a running back or is he going to become a receiver?
How much does he
Why
weigh?
Do you say that? Because he's white? No, literally.
I really don't know. That's a good question.
I mean,
if he was a black guy doing what he's doing right now, we wouldn't have to ask.
Isn't he a prototypical running? I know he does. He returns and all that. He might split out every now and then.
It's reverse racism.
Isn't he pretty much just a running back?
Yes.
He's built like a running back.
He's huge.
Yeah. So, Dan, why do you ask that question?
I just don't know if, like, yeah, no.
Just another self-hating white
guy. Because
he's
white.
That's what you are.
That's it. I'm a self-hating white guy.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I think he drops in the draft because he's white.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes. Very fair.
Even though he's a freak, puts up, like, Nintendo numbers.
I will say this
I
about
mean,
him.
He's good out of the backfield catching the ball, so I don't know. Maybe use him as, like, a two. Just kind of, like.
That would be a plus in the, like, the plus yeah. column. Like, oh, he can also catch.
Yeah,
which would help your draft status.
Yeah, but he's white.
But he's white is a huge negative against him.
Oh,
I really
man,
think he
I
drops. I think he drops because he's white, honestly.
He's a white guy who can catch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the last great white running back in the NFL?
I don't know.
Fuck.
But I mean, there are GMs saying like, "Man, he's so good." But
well,
I
what was the guy on the Browns that was on the cover of Madden for a year?
Shut up! You never talked to me.
Peyton Hillis. Yeah.
There are GMs saying like he's really good, but I wish he wasn't white.
Right. Well, Peyton Hillis had one good year,
and then he got the cover of Madden, and then he was done,
and then he sucks dick.
Toby Gerhardt.
Yeah, he was like waiver wire week three hero. Everyone picked him up. He went off, and then he was nobody.
I was okay. So McCaffrey's 6 feet tall, 200 pounds.
He's not big.
So he's not big.
But that's a running back size.
There are plenty 200-pound running backs in the league.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Like, I almost weigh 200 pounds. I just feel like I'd get crumpled out there.
Your weight's distributed a little differently than his.
It's true. He probably has more in the leg area.
Yeah.
Less in the cock.
In the muscle area.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Anyway, about McCaffrey and racism.
Let's move on. Penn State AD. Never a good sign. When in the NFL, when your GM gives you the nod of confidence, I think it's the same thing with college ADs. The Penn State AD gave his support to James Franklin, and I'm just not buying it, especially after that huge loss
mean
to Michigan.
By support, like saying like you're still good,
like he's supporting his coach and to the media, saying no, he's not on the hot seat. Like, okay. He's not under pressure.
Oh,
I feel like that's always a bad sign.
That just means he's going to get fired.
A huge key there that you forgot to mention.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
yeah.
a huge giveaway.
Yeah, no, I mean, if any time.
You shouldn't have to say
it's
that.
It's just like in professional sports, if the general manager has to stand up for the head coach, one of those two guys is getting shit canned almost every time. Like, the media and the fan base isn't wrong in destroying your coach because your team sucks dick. That's just the way it works.
So what week's Franklin fired?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough
the season
about
or?
Fucking Penn State
no.
to say.
Mike is typing the dreaded vote of confidence.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks for that, Mike. The dreaded vote of confidence.
He typed it in all caps in bold for some reason.
Really had to make a point.
Like, you have to mention this. Okay.
Be sure to use this line.
He's just up there smacking his gum, typing in all caps. Fucking producer Micah.
I don't want to talk about that anymore, Dan.
No, you're done with that? Yeah. Okay. So the ACC championship, as you know, was being held in North Carolina.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, it's usually held in North Carolina.
You would know that if you were doing your job.
Did you know that?
I only knew that because it got moved because of the fucking riots.
Well, not just because of the riots. It's not the riots at all, actually. It got moved because of the bathroom law.
Yeah, the transgender thing.
The transgender
thing. Oh, I thought we were only going to talk about racism on this podcast.
No, we're going to go all the way to trans.
We're
going to
hit all the social issues.
Now let's go move on to trans from racism.
But they're actually moving, since North Carolina has not appealed, I guess they haven't appealed the law, they're moving the ACC championship game to Orlando.
Isn't this like the third thing North Carolina's lost because they refused to repeal this trans law?
I think they lost the NBA All-Star game.
Yep.
And also... Yeah, I think the ACC championship.
It's clearly one of those things that eventually they're going to have to break on. Just fucking do it. Just get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid off. Shouts to all our trans listeners out there.
I think they lost
a
Justin Bieber concert,
girls,
too.
You want, shit, what do you call them?
However you identify.
We love you, people.
We love you.
Yeah, keep listening. Tell your friends.
And North Carolina, get your shit together.
But that's a big get for Orlando, because I imagine they're going to play in the Citrus Bowl. That thing collects dust like 350 days of the year. There's just nothing going on in the Citrus Bowl. They have the Champs Sports Bowl and the Russell Athletic Bowl, and then, I mean, they have Orlando City Soccer, but like nobody really goes to that.
No one.
And nobody.
They have a few concerts a year, so like for the majority, like 2/3, maybe 3/4 of the year, it's just sitting there and it's completely useless.
Good
so.
For the people of Orlando, you know, they need good stuff.
We need a win every now and then.
Orlando. Have either of y'all seen what's the Broadway play by the South Park guys called? The Book of Mormon? Have either of y'all seen that?
I have not seen that.
Orlando plays a pretty big part in that. That was like the biggest win in the history of the city of Orlando was that play. Very funny. If you're in New York, go see that. Anyway.
Oh, man. There's not really much else going on in college football right now, but we do have the Ryder Cup coming up.
Fuck it. Now we're a golf podcast.
I mean, we're a gambling podcast.
Did y'all see the fan? It was heckling Rory for missing a putt. And I think it was Rose. Was it Justin Rose who called him out? Who was it?
It was Stenson that got him. Rose threw down the money for $100.
Okay, so someone challenged Stenson him to make the putt. And then Justin Rose threw down a $100 bill. Said, all right, you come make it. And this, like, he was probably drunk. He looked drunk. I hope he was. American loudmouth just comes out of the crowd.
Big dude.
And he lines up. Well, first of all, he like pumps up the crowd. He's like feeling it. He's like pointing to people in the, you know,
showmanship.
In the gallery.
So he is not afraid of the moment.
He's cracking jokes.
He's
too.
Absolutely like.
He's a big guy.
He lines up. It's like about a 15 footer
on a PGA level green.
It's no easy putt if you're playing with your boys on a Sunday. But when you in that environment, all the people watching, the cameras, you're surrounded by like the world's best golfers, and you're probably drunk.
Oh, I'd hit the ground 7 inches behind
the
ball.
Yeah, and the guy just lines up and he just drains it, and it's a great moment. He like everyone
pumps
goes
the fist
wild.
Before it even goes in.
$100, awesome.
$100, and
but
like,
really more importantly,
his 15 minutes of fame was
and
well
the,
used.
The dude yes. grooves it too. He doesn't like it is if it doesn't hit center cup, it's going like 15 feet past the hole.
Yeah, it was a solid roll.
Yeah.
That was my favorite moment so far.
USA.
Yeah.
Of the and, week. I mean, we start tomorrow. Right now, USA minus 185. So you can get Europe at plus 145 if you... Because
we'll probably fuck it up.
Yeah. Or...
When is the last time
I say
won?
You throw some money... I say you throw some money down for a tie, which is currently at plus 1,000.
Wait, does anybody know when the last time we
2008.
Won? 2008?
Yes.
That's so bad. That's truly
and
awful.
That was out without that was without Tiger too.
I might hedge my emotions and take Europe.
It is what it is. Don't fucking do that, dude.
I'm not going to. I'm not.
It's your problem.
What's the other bet that you got on here?
We got the hole in one.
If anybody hits a hole in one,
anyone hits a hole in one, it's plus 400.
Fuck, that's so
minus 650 for no.
That's such an awful, awful bet.
You can do individual
either
by
way. It's awful.
I'm not. Yeah.
Like putting down $100 to win $400 that someone gets a hole in one when it doesn't happen is the most anticlimactic bet you could possibly make fucking ever.
I mean, how like big of a Grinch do you have to be though to put the minus 650 on no? So the entire time you're just cheering for no hole in
one. Think about that. If you win, you put down $650 to win $100.
Right.
If you lose,
it's a terrible
you feel
bet.
Like a fucking idiot. It's like, I'll equate it to this. Sometimes before a big NFL game that I'm excited about, I'll bet on who, you can bet on who is going to catch the or make the first touchdown, whether right. it's a running, receiving, whatever. So I'll randomly do it, and I always pick a guy that's like plus 1,200, just like dog shit odds. Because if you hit it, it's like the best thing ever. But you don't ever hit it, and when you lose, you just set $100 on fire.
Prop bets are so much fun.
They're awesome. I also like to bet on the coin flip.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
What was it? The Seattle Denver Super Bowl where it opened up with a safety. And I think the odds
the
opening score
didn't,
to be a safety
didn't
was
one
like
guy
outrageous.
Have that, though, or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Gambling is fun.
It is.
What was that famous coin flip mishap that I want to say Aaron Rodgers was? Is it Packers game?
I don't know.
They just threw it straight up and it didn't rotate at all. It just went straight up and came straight down. Remember that?
Yeah.
Was that last year? Yeah, they had to reflip because it didn't rotate at all.
I feel like a lot of so recent funny. Controversy like that with like just fluke bad shit happening has involved the Packers.
I just remember Matt Hasselbeck saying, winning the coin toss, saying, we're going to take the ball and we're going to win the game. And then he throws a pick six, I think.
Yeah. That was good.
But he is married to Elizabeth Hasselbeck, his hot wife.
Shouts.
Oh, yeah.
Shouts to you.
Is she hot? I don't even know what she looks like.
Yeah, she's
very cute.
She's
I'm sure Micah will pull like up a picture model. Of her and what he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, there'll be a picture of her on their screen, I'm sure, in like 10, 15 minutes. Now it's time to get to the Tim Livingston preview, which is not a thing this week because Tim has the flu. What a pussy.
Tim, get your flu shot, man. What's your problem?
You can't call in because you've got the flu?
Man, I came in studio with full gum graft.
We have office 2 days flu shots next week.
My whole face is swollen.
Dan's on Oxy, and he's in here doing the fucking pod.
I feel like I just went 5 rounds with McGregor.
Dan might as well have shot up heroin right before this.
Dan is not all there right now.
And Tim can't call in. Anyway, right, Tim. Apparently Tim will be back next week. Get well.
Classic
soon.
California.
Classic LA guy.
Yeah.
Get well soon, Timmy. In lieu of Tim, check out theleadsports.com and we'll be back with Tim and some picks or some what news analysis from theleadsports.com next week. And now we're going to talk about Thursday and Friday games. So tonight, Thursday night, we've got UConn in Houston. Which
real slobber knocker there.
Yeah, UConn was the only team to beat U of H last year, which I did not know.
Yeah, that was a really random game.
Houston's minus 28, but the line opened at 23, so obviously heavy, heavy money on Houston.
You have no feel for this game?
I would have a really hard time betting on this game at all.
UConn's awful.
Apparently.
UConn is terrible. And they're not even going to keep it close, but that's why I'm taking UConn.
Because you're fading your own thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Give me UConn plus 28.
Friday, Dylan, you got any thoughts on that game?
I have no thoughts. I don't care about that game at all. I won't even watch it.
Tomorrow we've got Stanford, number 7 Stanford, at number 10 Washington. That's a pretty good Friday game.
It's a great game.
I mean, that's a fantastic Friday game. Washington's favored by 3.5.
Here's a general question.
Yeah.
Thursday night, are you watching a UConn U of H game or are you watching the NFL?
I'm watching the NFL.
Yeah, but
even regardless if I have money on the U of H,
right.
UConn, I'm not watching UConn.
You're watching Dolphins.
Because Thursday is usually a game that not many people are interested in.
Right. Well, I also say this, like Dan just pointed out, it's Dolphins Bengals, so it's not exactly an exciting NFL game.
I don't
either,
care if it's the Browns.
Can't wait to see Tannehill.
I've got fantasy players in
tear
there.
Tear it up.
Yeah. I have no fantasy players tonight, by the way, unfortunately. But I'm still going to watch because it's just a better product.
I didn't know we were a fantasy football podcast.
It is a better product.
A.K.A. the Dungeons and Dragons of Jocks.
Okay.
Dan.
Okay.
Let's turn his mic off. I'm not even kidding anymore. Jeez.
The Dungeons and Dragons.
What does that even mean? Like, fantasy football is whatever, dude.
Just because it's the word fantasy in front of it. Fuck.
Okay, Dan, let's keep your talking to him.
What else? I guess... Bengals are favored by 7. Maybe nobody cares. Let's do another promo. For the 6 days of the week you aren't tailgating, our other sponsor, Rowdy Gentleman at RowdyGentleman.com, has some of the most aggressive, patriotic, and party gear on the planet. If you're an American and you're not afraid to show it, RowdyGentleman.com is the place for you. Use the code FOOTBALL for 10% off your first order at RowdyGentleman.com. That code expires October 31st, so get your ass to RowdyGentleman.com now and step up your t-shirt game with the code FOOTBALL at checkout for 10% off your whole first order. And now a word from some of our other Grand X podcasts.
Hi, it's David, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you why you should listen to the Touching Base podcast. You know what I love? I love college football.
I do too, Dave.
Dylan loves it too. He's the co-host of the Backdoor Cover College Football podcast that you're listening to. And you know who else likes college football? It's Will.
That is me. I do like college football.
We got 15 seconds.
Let's
to
talk about touching base, though.
Oh, yeah.
We want to touch your base. Listen to us. We talk about everything. Nothing's
golf.
Off limits.
Golf, fashion, television, everything.
No holds barred.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But that's not like boring sex, like hot sex.
Yeah, like drunk. I just got home from the bar.
Yeah, and did drugs. don't do drugs, though. Touch base with us. Thanks. Find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Rob Fox, Jake Goldman, and Alex Buscemi from the Inside TFM podcast. If you like listening to college football podcasts, then you'll like listening to the Inside TFM podcast, which is the people who really don't go into the games and just stay drunk at the tailgate.
That's right. You know what's more important?
Winning the tailgate, Rob.
Winning the tailgate, number one. Boosh?
I agree.
Boosh agrees. He's a man of few words, unless you anger him.
That's right.
So listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We're out every Thursday. Check us out on iTunes.
All right, now it's time for the Free Money 5 segment, which was given to us by a Twitter follower.
Newly named.
I think Lauren.
Lauren. Shouts to Lauren.
I think her name's Lauren. I think it was a girl.
Let's just call her Lauren.
I might be making that
shouts
up.
Shouts to Lauren.
I like it, though.
Also, follow us on Twitter. Anyway, we're going to call it the Free Money 5 this week, where we're going to take 5 picks against the spread. Each of us is going to make a pick, including our celebrity guest picker, who will be introduced shortly.
So we're actually doing 5 games.
Spoiler alert.
This week. That's really
spoiler alert is not a celebrity.
It's a celebrity.
The furthest thing from.
It's a celebrity. Anyway, but before that, we've got a pick'em pool set up on foxsports.com. It's also pinned to the top of our Twitter page, at Backdoor Cover on Twitter, so you can find it easily. Or you can search TFM on foxsports.com inside of the college football pick'em section. Every week, whoever gets the most points in this pick'em is going to win a prize, and that prize is a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. Shouts to last week's winner, John O., who is probably enjoying some fly gear right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know he looks good.
I bet he got one of those retro Columbias.
I bet he looks clean.
Those are awesome.
Every week, Dylan and I are also competing against each other with a different consequence every week for the loser. I lost last week.
You know what I hate about this?
What?
Is that we have this bet going on every week, and the winner doesn't really get anything. There's only a punishment for the loser.
There's no gratification.
There's no gratification. Like usually a winning, like the winner of a bet gets money or something cool. We just don't get punished.
Like last week, Dylan got to fire off a text message to anyone in my phone that he wanted and then delete it before handing it back.
So you guys don't revel in the suffering of others, is what you're saying?
Oh, no, I do.
Okay.
I totally disagree with Dylan. I enjoy that there's no winner. It's only a loser.
Which in itself is a win for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
See my point, though. It stands.
Yeah, yeah. Again, this week we're going to put up a poll on at Backdoor Cover with, we can only do 3 choices, right? Is that correct? On Twitter?
4?
In a poll?
I think four.
4. With 4 choices, y'all can pick the consequence for the loser this
week.
1, 2, 3, That'll be up after the podcast goes live. All the lines in this segment are current as of the time of this recording, which is like 3:31 p.m. Central Time on Thursday. And this week, like I said, our celebrity guest picker is the very special and hairy Jared Borislow.
It is Borislow. I've known you for like 3 years. Right?
Boring and slow.
I guess you say chivalry wrong every single time.
He pronounced register wrong, too. It's just a bit he's doing. Just
so now we're
it.
Here with Dan Register and Jared Borislow.
I'm the celebrity, but I'm the
Dylan
only one here.
Dylan Shiver.
I'm the only one here not verified, so.
Jared is not verified on Twitter.
I'm the least
like
celebrity
I said,
person.
You are not a celebrity.
I don't disagree with you. I was just, Micah's like, hey, Jared, come and do this. And I was like, all right.
Don't say that. Don't.
No,
don't
yeah, Micah, he like
segment.
Begged me to do it. And I was like, dude, I got so many obligations and prior engagements,
there
but I'm going to cancel them.
You were probably having sex.
Yeah, I was. I was having some intercourse with a few girls, not just one.
Well, yeah. All right. Good.
You're trash.
First game.
Everything about you is just trash. Trash body. So I'm sorry. I didn't need to go there.
Just physically shame people.
I didn't need to go. I'm sorry.
We have a celebrity. We have a celebrity that's nice enough to come on the show, and you tell him he has a trash body.
I put a snap of him up today because his shirt is so bad.
My shirt's beautiful. I get all my shirts exclusively at Sports Authority going out of business sales, and it pays dividends.
But look, his shirt.
Okay, it is a pink and gray striped.
And it matches the mic.
Nike.
It does match his microphone. Dan's getting a photo right now. We'll
close
put it
to
up
the same,
Micah.
What are you
cover.
Talking about?
That's totally the
They're
same shirt,
Nikes.
But a different
That's
color.
That's literally it.
Same stripe pattern. Same stripe pattern.
Okay, all striped shirts are the same. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't think
no, they are not.
Fuck.
Micah, you have no idea what you're talking
it's
about.
It's a podcast. You can't see us.
All if you're on my
matter.
Side, tweet at Sports Authority and tell more of them to close down so I can get more great shirts.
You can't just tell people to close down and they're going to do it.
God almighty.
I'm the celebrity here, so.
First game. Pull it together. Number 14, Miami at Georgia Tech is at noon Eastern time on Saturday on ESPN. Miami is favored by 7. Dylan, who are you taking?
I'm taking Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech plus 7?
And I don't have much of a reason for that.
It's okay.
I just feel it in my loins.
I'm taking Georgia Tech plus 7 too.
Yeah.
And I've got hella reasons though.
All right.
I'm not going to share them. Okay. But they're there.
The celebrity.
Do you feel it in your loins?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's great knowledge to bring to the podcast.
Dan, what about you?
You're just going
to
withhold information.
Well, because it's not, it's mine. This is for me only.
But are we not sharing it with
the listeners?
What about
your fans, man?
Yeah.
Dan, that's for you to do.
Okay. Well, Miami hasn't played anybody, but they are 6-1 against the spread last 7 games.
That's pretty.
Against Georgia Tech? Okay, there's 6-1.
Oh, man, so much knowledge. So much knowledge.
Dude, I have no idea.
You're like an encyclopedia.
I mean, you're the one with the information on this game, but I will
an
tell
ocean
people.
Of knowledge.
Have we talked about Dan's ACL wristband yet? The fact that he already has it on.
He's in the middle of making a pick.
Oh, no,
mid
pick. He looks like a doofus.
I do have my wristband on because I don't want to lose it, but I'm going Miami.
Okay, so Dan's taking Miami.
And you know why?
-7.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm in festival mode and I love Ultra.
Oh, man. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Jared, celebrity picker.
Unlike Dan, who thinks he's a Floridian, I'm an actual Floridian. Well, sadly, Miami's been bad for the entire time I've been alive, pretty much, except for when they suck, but I didn't watch football then because I was a little pansy when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Tech's win over Vandy is better than all of Miami's wins combined, and Miami would lose to Clemson, too, if they played them, but they're not playing them because they're just avoiding them like huge pussies. Tech outright.
Wow. Okay.
Bold.
Oh, outright.
Yeah.
Bold. You know?
So everybody on Georgia Tech except Dan because he loves Ultra. Great, great, great insight.
I don't even get that reference. Ultra.
Ultra's a music festival.
EDM
in Miami.
Music festival in Miami.
See, that's why.
You're not even hip enough.
I'm glad I don't know what that is. Thank you.
You're pathetic. Next game, North Carolina at number 12, Florida State. FSU's favored by 11. Dylan,
I got the Florida State Seminoles.
Wow, shocking. So do I.
You copy all my picks?
Any reason?
I filled this in first.
I think we do have all the same picks this week.
Fantastic.
Which makes our bet all the more exciting because it comes down to the lock of the week.
Oh, shit?
Yeah. Dan, who are you taking in this incredible matchup of North Carolina, 3-1 North Carolina against 3-1 Florida State?
All right, I think North Carolina is going to hold it down and cover the spread.
Of 11. Okay. What about you, guest?
FSU covers because UNC lost to Georgia, and they also denied me admission to their university.
UNC lost to Georgia?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
That was the first
now
game,
really
the first game of the season.
FSU.
Yeah.
First Georgia game of the season. Sucks dick. Speaking of which,
transitive property
next game.
Doesn't work in football, though.
No.
It should.
It should.
It doesn't at
it
all.
It should, though.
In theory.
It's been disproved over and over.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
Over
it
again.
Doesn't, but it should.
Just saying.
So are you going to change North Carolina?
No.
Okay.
Number 11, Tennessee at number 25, Georgia. Tennessee's favored by 3.5. I like this. I think this will be an exciting game. I think it'll be a little bit closer than probably a lot of people think.
We had a caller Monday, right, where he said if Georgia beats his beloved Vols, he would kill himself.
Oh, yeah, he's going to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tennessee fan who first threatened his dog's life over the Florida game. Thank God they won.
Well, his girlfriend is the one that emailed in, right?
She was concerned.
She called him. Because I want this guy to live, I'm taking Rocky Top.
I am taking Tennessee because Georgia's trash, and Tennessee's look pretty solid.
I'm cheering for suicide. Give me Georgia plus 3.5.
I like Dan on meds.
If we have any suicidal people out there, like legit suicidal, like, don't listen to what Dan said. We want you to continue on with your life.
Call up.
People,
call
it's really
hotline.
Good for our ratings. If
people
you
care about
life.
You, you know.
If you're having dark thoughts, call our hotline and we will talk you through it.
And then we will forward you to the actual suicide hotline. But we don't want you to die.
Or you just become a weekly guest, like Reese.
Right. Reese clearly has issues.
Oh, Reese tweeted at me today and it was funny.
What did he say?
I tweeted something about being at ACL this weekend. He said, I'll be the one under the tent watching UT football and crying. That's what he said.
Oh, Reese.
Classic Reese right there.
Hey, Jared, who do you like in this Tennessee-Georgia game?
Fucking Reese.
I like Tennessee to cover because Nick Chubb's going to be out.
Actual reasoning. That's great.
I love how Jared's the only one that's actually prepared, like, with knowledge on these games.
I just have no idea. It's always the guest. Like, we don't know shit.
Yeah.
It's always whoever's like, joining us on the show.
But that's kind of how did Maddie Lou do?
She got crushed.
Yeah.
She didn't win a single game.
Knowledge is highly overrated.
Transitive property is real, though.
No.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you, Jared. All right, number 8, Wisconsin at number 4, Michigan. Michigan minus 10 is the line. Dylan?
I got whiskey.
Wow, so do I. I've got Wisconsin plus 10. Dan?
But now that I'm sitting across from Jared, I wish I would change that. But
yeah, Jared went to Wisconsin.
Stick with my
Oh, you'll here. Find out all about that in
a
minute.
Well, right, Wisconsin is still a garbage team. Great defense, can't score. Michigan covers, they win 17-0.
Okay. Now on to Jared, Wisconsin alumni.
Let me take you on a journey.
Some would say alumnus, and some would say former Wisconsin great, Jared Borisov.
He has the best Wisconsin sweater I've ever seen.
It's great. It's a turtleneck. It was sewn on by one of my fraternity members' grandmas. She gave it to him. He puked on it. The night he got it, put it in a drawer for 4 years, gave it to me right after all the puke had crusted off, and then I haven't watched it since.
I hope that's not true.
Most of that story is true. I'm not going to tell you which parts are fake.
Okay. That's truly disgusting. Right,
tell us about what's your record with that sweater?
My record with that sweater, probably 100%.
Didn't you wear that to the Alabama game last year?
That was a moral victory.
Okay. That's true, yeah.
So I know exactly what the score of the Wisconsin-Michigan game will be.
Tell us, Jared. Share with us and the listeners.
I had an actual dream last night. I'm not making any of this up. This is legitimately what went through my head last night. I want to take you through the whole dream where at the end of the dream, I looked at my phone at the ESPN app and saw the actual score.
I just want to warn everybody that's listening right now, there is a 0% chance that this is normal. This is going to be really weird.
How awesome would it be if it actually comes to fruition, though?
Yeah.
And Jared's like Nostradamus.
Jared's.
Can't stress enough that this is true. Because I transcribed it so I wouldn't forget, because you forget your dreams.
All right, Jared,
that's a very clear, vivid premonition you had.
Hit us with this dream.
I've never, ever had a premonition of something that's going to happen in the future in a dream of mine. This is a first time.
I'm excited to hear.
I want this to happen.
Okay. Tell us now.
Let's go.
Here we go. This is all in the dream. It's Saturday, and I'm in my apartment hanging out with my roommate, who also went to Wisconsin. I look at my phone and see that it's 2:13 p.m. This is not good because both the Wisconsin game starts at 2:30, and I have to bring the Grand X flag to be held up at the 2:30 St. Motel concert on Saturday at Austin City Limits. Before I go to the sports tent at ACL, because I have to be at ACL with the tent, to watch the game. So I'm going to be watching the game in Austin City Limits sports tent. Is anybody going to join me? Am I alone on that one?
Probably
Wisconsin
not.
Game?
Yeah.
No.
Do you care about St. Motel that much?
I don't care about any of the bands.
St. Motel is.
Okay, well, they're a band, and that's where the flag's going to be, but Boosh is going to hold them for me, so he's going to be holding two flags during that concert, which should be pretty funny to see.
Okay.
Anyways.
Just keep going, damn it.
So, yeah, I'm really behind schedule. It's 2:13. I got to be at Zilker, which is, like, pretty far away, in 17 minutes. My roommate and I get out to the street, see that there are tons of people waiting on taxis, so we know that there's, like, a 0% chance we're going to be able to get a taxi. We see a city bus that's like coming by us, and so we go to the bus stop to get on. The bus is full, so it just rolls right by us, doesn't even stop. I think the bus driver might have like flicked us off or something. So at this point, we know that we're just going to like have to bike there, run there, walk there. We're not getting there by any means of, you know, transportation. And so my roommate grabs his bike, and I started walking behind him. And all that's pretty realistic and sounds like it like could actually happen. And then this is where it gets pretty fucky.
Yeah, it's also pretty boring so far.
Oh, yeah, get ready. So
yeah, maybe just lose some of the details.
This is what you dream of?
I had to get all the base stuff out of the way, and then this is where it gets weird. So we're headed to Zilker, which is the park in which ACL takes place. A man with a sit-down jetpack that was just two leaf blowers intricately strapped together to create lift flies by us. What do you think about that? The fact that I dreamed about that, like, first off.
I think
there were leaf blowers.
There were two leaf blowers that were on the side of the thing, and somehow they created lift by like blowing air upwards into this little like upside down bowl shaped thing that would push the air towards the earth.
That would never lift up a grown ass man.
It did for this guy, and so yeah, the leaf blower jetpack. He lands it like kind of in front of us. I walk towards him and he goes, "I don't know why he announced it like this, but he said, this is now available for anybody who wants to use it." And so I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to take this leaf blower jetpack to ACL, watch fucking Wisconsin game. My roommate kept biking while I was talking to this guy, and so he just like was already in front of me. I was like, okay, I'm just going to like take the jetpack, I'll meet you there. So when he was flying it, he kept it maybe like 20 to 40 feet above the ground. And so I instantly like got into it and went up thousands and thousands of feet into the air. So I'm like looking down all over Austin. It was beautiful. It looked nothing like what I actually know Austin to look like. But like in the dream, it was like beautiful and it was Austin.
Did you check to make sure you had plenty of gas to go up that kind of, that high?
No, I did not. I just kind of like threw on the throttle and I was pretty good at flying it. Like
you were a natural.
I was a natural at the Leaf Blower jetpack. And so, yeah, I obviously had no idea what I was doing in the Leaf Blower jetpack though, because I crash landed it, and I crash landed it from probably like an airplane's cruising altitude, like maybe like, you know, was it 22,000 feet, some shit like that.
Yeah, sure. That's the cruising altitude of an airplane.
Yeah, either way. It was something like that. So now we all know dreams are windows into the mind of the dreamer. So I'm going to let you guys all guess the very specific thing that I crash landed into. Dylan?
A triple X video store.
Ross?
What?
What did I crash land my Leaf Blower jetpack into in my dream?
A small hut that was filled with a family of badgers.
That's good.
Okay, Dan. I lived with Dan for a year, so he should have some more knowledge about the inner workings of my mind.
He's also high, and I'm fairly certain that you are too. So that works out. So you're on the same fucking wavelength.
I think you crashed into the set of The Office because all you do is watch reruns of The Office.
That's true. I watch a lot of reality.
How about you
office.
Tell us? So what'd you crash into?
I crash landed into some sort of toilet paper depository that was outside of a Monday Night Raw wrestling event.
Now, why would...
swear to God, I'm not making that up. The next...
Went into the football part of this?
Yes, I went into a coma. I went
into
a coma. I woke up the next day. I didn't know it was the next day, though. It was at 12:13, and I thought it was still Saturday.
We're losing all of our listeners.
Don't worry about it. It's going to come to fruition soon. So I thought it was the day of the game, before the game. It turns out it was Sunday, 12:13, so the game had already happened. They just informed me that I lived because I fell into a toilet paper depository out of a Monday Night Raw wrestling event. And I was like, wait, who won? No, don't tell me. I want to look myself. So as I was like opening up my ESPN app, I looked up. And they were, like, filming my reaction because they knew I was going to freak out. So I knew right then that Wisconsin won. And I finally looked at my phone, and I saw those numbers and that word.
And?
Wisconsin wins 30-13.
Okay.
That is not fucking happening.
Wisconsin wins. It was in my fucking dream.
I hope it happens.
30-13, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Bet the under because the over-under is 44. That's 1 point under.
Wow.
Great.
30-13.
30-13, Wisconsin. In the big house.
I really want this to happen.
Me too. Colin Cowherd called Michigan over Wisconsin his college football lock of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to prove Cowherd wrong.
Really?
So you and Cowherd are on opposite ends of the table.
We're butting heads.
Clearly his dream was different than yours.
Yeah.
If you're about to place a wager and you're deciding between Jared's advice or Colin Cowherd's, always go Jared.
Yeah.
He's going to know.
I don't know how you could... go against Jared, really, after that story he just shared with us. Seems
it was so, like, I gave so many stupid, unnecessary details that you know it's true.
No, I know your dream is true, but that doesn't mean it's going to actually happen. Jared, I want to be on your team here. Trust me.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
Do you not believe in the
you
law
lost
of
me
attraction?
At Leaf Blower jetpack, though.
One time when I was a kid.
This is great engineering.
I was having a dream that I, like, in my dream, I got up and there was a cockroach next to my door. And then I really did wake up, and there really was a cockroach next to my door, and it freaked me the fuck out.
That's just reality seeping into your subconscious. That wasn't you didn't actually dream about it; it was actually happening. And like you know, sometimes
you,
like
yeah, you go tell 6-year-old me that.
I know, but you know what I'm saying though. Like you know how like your alarm will sometimes like seep into your dream.
Right, right, yeah.
It's that type of thing.
Or maybe Jared's subconscious is starting to leak into reality.
You had a wet dream recently.
He's going to be able to control it.
When's the last wet dream, Jared? Those are weird, huh?
Do people have wet dreams?
I don't know. Yeah, that's
dude, I don't know that I've ever had a wet
dream. When's the last time you had a wet
dream? I've definitely had a wet dream before.
Like where I just exploded in my pants
when you're like,
sleep?
Dude, that means you're coming on a good schedule.
Climax in your sleep.
Right. You know, wet dreams usually happen after you don't jizz in a while.
I've done it in my 20s.
It's important to note that none of this is real. Anyway, you know?
Wet dreams are real.
We're not even sitting here right now.
What?
This is all a dream.
The only thing that's real is that Wisconsin's going to beat Michigan 30-13.
So this is a dream within a dream within a dream.
Who is a smart, famous person that said that this is all
Leonardo DiCaprio. Virtual
reality? No, it was like a... No, a smart
Elon person. Musk.
That was the guy
Elon
in Tron.
Musk said that. Yeah.
Yeah, Elon Musk is a fucking weirdo.
He wants to send people to Mars for $200,000.
I think he's my favorite person, by the way.
To die.
Yeah, no, that's part of the contract. It's
they
like,
know they won't come back.
It says you're paying $200,000, but you know, like, no,
like
you can't sue me if you die.
Because he's a billionaire, and he's still trying to, like, do awesome shit. If I was a billionaire, I'd be the laziest, awesomest piece of shit ever.
But he also just tried, like, to send a spaceship up to the orbit, like, 2 weeks ago, and it blew the fuck up.
He blows
up.
His shit
the,
up
the point
all
is
the
he's
time.
Trying. He's building that Hyperloop thing, like you get in space traveling shit.
Dude,
like Mars.
Shoot for the stars and you'll land amongst the clouds.
You, man,
that was not
Elon
not how
Musk
it goes.
Is dope.
Did you even go on MySpace?
My favorite.
Did you get your Tesla yet?
It's shoot for the
no, it's not,
the
it's
stars.
Not
wait,
not
shoot for
year.
The moon, and even if you miss, you
land
among the stars. Yeah.
Well, mine is shoot for the stars and you'll land on a cloud.
What's that mean?
Because it's soft, like a bed.
You're not gonna. You know, that's not a thing.
You know what I like about Leonardo DiCaprio?
I've been wondering this all day.
So he basically makes badass movies, and then he hangs on his yacht with like 30 Victoria's Secret models. And then the only hobby he's chosen to focus on is global warming.
Yeah.
It's the only thing he does. And it's kind of genius because it makes him seem like the most charitable dude like on the face of the earth. But really, all he's doing is like going on badass trips to the North and South Pole and Antarctica and shit, and like
he has an impressive carbon footprint.
It's a ridiculous plan, and it's paying off.
Is his yacht green? So I want to know.
Fuck no! Have you seen how big it is? It's not possible for
it's cocaine to be green. White, is what it is.
Since we are going completely off the rails right now, and we are a podcast for all things backdoor and sexual,
this is gonna be
breaking
weird.
News on oh, the no. podcast.
Oh no!
Science says BDSM can produce pleasant altered states of consciousness.
You're already in a pleasant altered state of consciousness.
Dan. I know, but further.
So, what does BDSM stand for?
It's that.
Now, let's hear what Dan thinks it stands for. Thinks it stands for because it's probably wrong as shit.
Well, yeah, I know what. Know first off, I know BBW.
Big dick spaceman.
Big bodied women.
No, it's not.
Black it's black not just women. Black women.
Dan, you're
just
wrong.
I've got a computer in front of me right
you're
now.
You're just wrong.
Do the research.
I've read Big Beautiful Women is another interpretation.
It's also Big Boned Women. And it's also Banned Books Week, established in 1982.
I respect that the most.
Also Bath and Body Works. So it's really whatever you want it to mean. But to me, it's Big Black Women.
Dan, do chains and whips excite you?
I haven't tried.
No.
But
Micah just pulled up the
I'm
Wikipedia
down.
Page for BDSM. I don't know
okay,
why.
So actually, that was actually his homepage.
It
he opened up the browser.
Bondage,
discipline, sadism, and masochism. I thought we were all going to read those
sadism
together.
And masochism.
You want to try that again, guys?
Bondage,
discipline
sadism,
and
masturbation.
Okay. All right.
This is getting weird.
Have you guys gotten into that area?
The D can also stand for dominance. It's important to know that. And the S can also stand for submission. It also important to note.
And there's like a Venn diagram. They all come together.
I've never gotten to the whole submissive dom thing. You know, that's not me.
It's like I like Big Dick Spaceman better.
Yeah, me too.
That's some good porn.
Okay, that's what. Okay. Let's look at the
rest of the games. Dude, maybe the guy who gave me that leaf blower was a Big Dick Spaceman.
I think Micah's trying to get us to.
We got one more
get
game.
Back on track.
One more game we're supposed to talk about here.
So
is there
weird.
A locks?
Number three. This is my favorite podcast.
This is
that we've
so
done.
Weird.
Number three, Louisville.
So happens to invite me here.
Jared,
dude,
keep all
right,
dreaming.
I just said we're doing the next game.
Jared, keep dreaming.
Christ. Number three, Louisville at number five, Clemson. Is it 8 Eastern time on ABC? I love how we give the channel. Like you can't operate your own fucking TV guide, so we have to help you.
I imagine somebody listening to the podcast. So fuck, what channel is it on?
Like
fast forward.
Go play the podcast.
Taking notes on like a fucking notepad. Okay, that one's on ABC.
They would never know without us.
Like couldn't Google it themselves. Jesus. Louisville -2 is
fast
the
fast forward to the 46-minute mark in the podcast.
Apparently it started at Clemson -3, so it moved all the way to Louisville -2, so people do not have faith in Clemson.
Here's my pick. I'm going to go with the ride her till she bucks you theory. Because Louisville hasn't been beaten by the spread yet, correct?
Correct. Wait, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's correct.
I'm pretty sure.
That is correct.
It's well, Mike correct. Is, but Mike is usually wrong.
Marshall covered last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did
nope.
they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Marshall covered.
Marshall
Are
covered.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%. If you took... If you took... If you
no,
took
Marshall covered if you took the line right
line,
before the game.
Which I did.
Yeah.
It was plus 31.
I'm still taking Louisville. Because I'm a believer in Lamar Jackson. Because the guy's the truth. He's going to keep rolling.
He's the truth?
The truth?
I'm taking Louisville, too, because I guess this is our show now, I just fucking go right after Dylan and say the exact same thing.
And you know what? Like, I'm either going to have a really bad week next week, or you're going to have both of you are going to have a really bad week next week.
You're going the opposite
way. Because I'm fading you the entire time. Give me Clemson.
Lamar Jackson has more touchdowns by himself than Clemson does total. So Louisville covers, and then Clemson's going to storm the field.
It's kind of a misleading stat, though. It's not as impressive as you make it.
It is true.
But it's my stat. A lot of
people don't
know
that Clemson...
Let's just talk
about
how Clemson storms the field after losses.
Wait, how is it not impressive?
Because a quarterback's touchdowns account for runs and passes, and...
They're an entire team of people.
Does it help that Louisville also is the number one most touchdowns? Lamar Jackson is third.
Of course it helps. I'm not trying to discredit Lamar Jackson. That's just a little bit of a misleading stat. That's all I'm saying.
It's definitely a stat that's made to sound really good.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me something. I didn't know this. You just said Clemson storms the field after losses?
Yeah.
Every game.
Every game, wins and losses. They actually allow their opponents who beat them to storm the field. So look, FSU, when they won there in 2013.
Not some kind of insurance
That's
issue?
An electric environment,
yeah,
by the way.
FSU beat them in 2013 in Death Valley, and they stormed the field.
I would like to see a game in Clemson.
Huh.
But also, when they were number one and they beat number 18 and they stormed the field, they just look like morons.
Yeah, that looks dumb.
Yeah.
Dan, who are you taking?
For lock of the week?
Oh, wait. No.
No?
In this game.
I Clemson.
Already said
oh,
Clemson.
Yeah. Okay. Jared, what about you?
I just said it.
Now Ross is high.
Secondhand fucking oxy. Anyway, now we're moving on to our lock of the week, which is important for me and Dylan because this week we took the exact same picks.
You took his picks, to be fair.
No, just because he gets to say it before me doesn't mean I fucking...
I wrote it in the outline.
Oh, my God.
You. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say my lock.
What's your lock?
I'm taking LSU minus 13 over Mizzou, partly because I hate producer Micah, and he's a Mizzou alum, and he's sitting right here listening to me. Smacking his gum.
Good reason.
And I just think LSU is going to play some really inspired football.
Coach O.
I just think with the departure of Miles and Coach O just in there just like slamming his head against lockers and stuff.
Did you see, was that Coach O that had a water bottle yesterday at practice that he was just unleashing onto
his
own
face?
Yeah. That was a great photo.
He's a psychopath.
He also walked to the stadium for his first day on the job.
Nice.
He's going to inspire LSU for a good 3 weeks. You don't want to play LSU these next 3 weeks.
Nah.
My lock of the week, this is Ross, by the way, is is Tennessee minus 3.5 over Georgia.
Do we have to announce ourselves when we start talking?
Well, no,
time,
I just, though? I don't know, because sometimes we sound similar.
Lock it up.
I don't think so.
Tennessee minus 3.5 over Georgia. Dan, what's your lock of the week?
My lock of the week is Texas Tech minus 28.5 over Kansas.
Okay. Tech. What about
that's
you, guys?
It's a big spread.
My lock of the week would be Wisconsin, but we already know that's going to happen. So that's not even, it's like already pretty much done. It just hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
so my actual official lock of the week, BYU covering the 4-point spread at home against undefeated Toledo. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Not really.
Would you like, yes or no? Don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you want to know?
Tell us half of it since he doesn't want to know and I do.
I want to tell you all of it. BYU is having a down year, not only. It's only because they have the 15th hardest schedule in all of college football. They've played very hard teams. They beat Arizona, which is a pretty good victory.
Okay.
But they're going to annihilate Toledo because this game is taking place on September 30th, which is a very special day in Mormon history, as it is the day that Official Declaration 2 was canonized. Who can tell me, family?
Joseph Smith.
What was Official Declaration 2?
I don't know, Jared.
Was it the shit they read out of hats?
Let me tell you. On September 30th, 1978... the Mormon Church voted to accept the revelation that made it so black Mormons were eligible for priesthood.
Wow, so they let black people become Mormons on that day.
Become priests. Black Mormons become priests, yeah.
Mormon priests.
What year was this?
1978. And one of the people who was involved with that is a Romney.
Oh.
All the signs are pointing to BYU over Toledo.
As in Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate.
I believe it was Mitt Romney's maybe uncle. Don't quote me on that.
That sounds made up.
It might be right, though.
We've spent a lot of time this podcast talking about Mormons.
Yeah.
The Book of Mormon, BYU, Mitt Romney.
So BYU covering the spread against Toledo is...
Hey, shouts to all our Mormon listeners out there.
Shouts to the Mormon people.
We respect your religion, man.
That's J-Bone's lock of the week.
Okay.
Can you guys start calling me J-Bone? I'm starting to go by J-Bone now. And
we're not calling
you J-Bone. You already tweeted about how you want that to be your nickname. So
yeah.
You
can't
give it
John
to yourself.
John Duda called me it, and I was like, that sounds fucking sick. So I'm going by J-Bone now.
J-Bone sounds like a really shitty weed dealer that only sells, like, regs.
J-Bone?
Anyways,
J-Bone is a guy who like has a lot of sex and like eats steaks.
Micah wants me
like,
to do the sound effect again. Okay, that's J-Bone's lock of the week.
You're too soft to be a J-Bone, man.
You're a fucking idiot.
That's why it's funny.
No,
I'm actually hard.
You
just don't know
like
about
spritzers
it.
Spritzers and shit. And
dude, for all you know, I just stole a guy's fucking leaf blower jetpack. I could have just told you he gave it to me.
You know that's not a thing, right?
A guy named J-Bone.
Leaf blower jetpacks?
It is. I create my own reality.
J-Bones drink 40s while watching our kids' little league t-ball game.
And they also have a lot of money from gambling.
Wolf doesn't have a pick.
All right, now we're going to talk about something really quick, and it's the backdoor cover hotline. Call us at 800-392-6344. Give us your first name and school. Ask us a question. Let out the tension that you built up during your team's shit game from the week or whatever. Every week on Monday's episode of Backdoor Cover, we'll play the best caller calls. Again, the number is 800-392-6344. Give us a call. Now we're going to toss it to a Dudes Doing Business promo.
I can't make up my own shit on the spot.
I respect it, man. You're like Ron Burgundy reading a teleprompter.
Fuck.
What's up, gambling degenerates?
Hey, you guys like sports, right? Awesome. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast about business, and you know what? Business is a sport. Everybody knows that. My name's Dave. That was Joe. We got Madison here. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Go for the win.
Yeah. Take it to the paint, to the hole, in the end zone. That's what I meant. Fuck.
You're going to lose a lot of money this season, and you need to do extra business to make up for that.
Yeah, and the only way you can learn how to do business is by listening to our podcast, subscribing on iTunes. It's Dude's Doing Business. Joe, thanks for that soft toss earlier.
Business.
Indeed.
All right, that's about it for this week. Does anybody have any shouts?
We have a piece going viral right now, semi-viral. It's on the front page of Reddit.
Is it about...
So that's big news.
It's about
The guy who made the putt, the Ryder Cup thing.
Okay.
I think, right? Yeah.
So shouts to that piece is what you're saying?
We have 8,600 people on it right now. That's big. That's PGP, too. That's big.
Per second.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Number 13, shouts, front page of Reddit.
Shouts to JJ Watt, get better soon.
Shouts to Jay Bone, you're fucking hard.
Cannot
get shouts to you.
Cannot shout
made
yourself.
Up self, man.
That was Dan. Listeners don't know that was
shouts
me.
To Dan's oxy dealer.
Shouts to Reese. I hope I see him at ACL, and I hope he cries.
I really
want
to see Reese.
Reese, I will buy you a beer if I see you.
And if Texas loses, I'll give
Come
you a shoulder
hi.
To cry on.
I will also give you a shoulder to cry on. So now you have two.
I'll get you ice cream.
I
want to
be Reese's support system.
Dan's gonna buy you ice cream. Reese, come find us.
Ice cream and a beer is waiting for you at ACL.
And then I'll knock the ice cream out of your hand.
And we'll trip you.
All right, subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. We're trying to climb back up into that top 20.
People are saying we're hitting top 3 this week. Hey, I've got a pick
from fucking Wolf. Oh, wait. We just got a special last-minute pick from fucking Wolf.
That's so typical of fucking Wolf to be late like that.
What is it? It's Virginia -3.5. That's fucking Wolf's lock of the week.
We don't even know who they're playing, but they're playing
Doesn't
somebody.
Matter.
Lock it up.
Plug it in. Virginia -3.5.
It's a plus.
They're playing the Duke Blue Devils. They're playing Duke at Duke.
They're playing Duke, and it's free money.
Do not buy that to -3.5. It's +3.5, so plug it in at
because
plus
the
three
fucking
and a
Wolf.
Because Duke's coming off a giant win against
Wolf,
Notre Dame.
Did fucking Wolf call it -3.5? Because that's awesome if he did.
No. Mike is just dyslexic.
Duke's coming off that big win.
Wolf back on.
Get on iTunes and leave us a review. And then check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network.
This podcast felt good, man.
And then follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover.
I think our podcasts need to be more like this. I think
I was a huge fan of this. This is a step in the good
direction.
Can we get just Dan on a full-time script for OxyContin and just...
Yeah, Dan, you on drugs is way better than you not on
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, I don't like you when you're not high. No
so
offense.
You need to commit for the team.
Even insufferable person.
If I really care about content.
Team content, develop an oxy addiction.
Okay. I think that's like reasonable.
Jared, it's been a pleasure.
What can we give Jared? Can we give Jared to induce more dreaming? Any kind of drug that will help with that?
Oh, dude, take meta. What's it called?
Ambien?
No.
Just don't.
Well, that too. That'll
sleepwalk.
Don't smoke weed. Because if you smoke weed, you can't dream.
It's melatonin.
Melatonin will give you dreams?
Oh, melatonin?
Melatonin.
Really?
Buy some.
It's natural, too.
It'll help you sleep. You'll have lucid, crazy dreams.
Should I take melatonin every Wednesday night?
Yes.
And then come in and give you...
Dan, maybe double up, maybe get some oxy and crush it up with some melatonin and see what happens with you in dreaming. I don't know. Also, I guess the wolf, fucking wolf, wants us to tell you to follow fucking, just no G on the end, fucking wolf one on Twitter, at fucking wolf one. I can't believe fucking
his
wolf
picture,
was taken.
His profile pic, yeah, his profile picture is a wolf with snow on it, like snow on his face, and it's he's snarling.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's gnarly. A real fucking wolf.
That's all we got. Send us an email, backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Again, send us your fucking tailgate pictures and videos to @TFMTailgate on Instagram. That contest will be hot this weekend.
J-Bone, out.
All right. Oh, oh my God, we're done here.
Fuck.